her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers to succeed or fail in Pittsburgh? Lots of reaction rolling in on the Carbless Talking text line this morning. Lots of reaction rolling in on the YouTube stream this morning as well. I'm trying to monitor it as best I can, but it is really popping this morning. Let me go to Matt first in the 463. I'm as big an Aaron Rodgers fan as there is, but I believe the reason he's continued to play is because he's 5 touchdown passes behind Favre and 11 million behind Matthew Stafford in total career earnings. In my mind, those are the things he wants to accomplish to solidify his legacy. Gabe, interesting details there. Do you, one, believe that's playing a role in Rodgers getting back out there on the field? And two, what does that say about him if it is?
I don't know. Like, yeah, do I think he wants to make up for what happened in New York? Absolutely. Like, I absolutely think that that's something that he's looking to do. But I don't know. Like, at this point, he's just... There has been this flirtation before, right? Like, before he even went to the Jets, we all thought that the Steelers could have been a destination because he's got this... He's got a relationship, and there seems to be mutual respect between him and Mike Tomlin. So, yeah, I mean, he's got an ego. Can I blame him for wanting to add to his legacy? No, I cannot.
You think he thinks he can win it? I mean, they need a number two. Josh, he just said Robert Woods is their number two receiver. The old Rams. I mean, how old is he, Josh? He's got to be deep into his 30s or no?
I'll find his age here quick. But Robert Woods, had like 200 yards receiving last year.
And then, so they're going to do something.
Yes, 203 yards receiving. And it wasn't like he got hurt. He played 15 games last year. He played 15 games. So it's not like he got, oh, man, he only played 4 games last year. No, that was not the case.
I would tend to lean towards he wants to break these records because, to me, over the last couple years, it just doesn't seem like his heart is into it. Right?
Well, but does showing up for this mandatory, you know, next phase next week, does that show that maybe he's had a change of heart? Maybe he recognizes that while in the past he minimized the value, the importance, the significance of those team bonding moments, now he recognizes this is probably it. And so he better throw everything into the fire, right? You may as well.
Look, we got fooled by this last year in New York because, remember, he was connecting with the younger players. He was, you know, going to basketball games with Sauce Gardner and hanging out with Garrett Wilson, and then he skipped the mandatory part because, I mean, who could have guessed that mandatory minicamp was going to be the second week of June? I mean, who could have guessed that? And he happened to have this trip planned. So I don't think he actually buys into the off-season stuff. I mean, yes, I think it looks better if he shows up. But to your point, I think for him to come back from an Achilles injury, I think that proves that his heart's into it. Because I guess, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never torn an Achilles, but I just assume that is one of the more grueling rehabs out there. Because it's not, I mean, it's one of those things that's still kind of a full 12 months, right?
Like, yeah.
Recovery time from ACLs has gotten better from the time that you played. Like, ACLs, even when you played, were like, okay, well, hopefully this guy can come back. And now, you know, you're coming back sometimes within, you know, shorter than 12 months. Achilles injuries, those take a long time, and it's a grueling process to come back from. So I think, to me, that proved that his heart's certainly still in it. Otherwise, he would have just said, I tore my Achilles. All right, that's it for me. I'm retiring.
But the older you get, and he's 41. Shoot, I was done at 31. The older you get, even when I was 30, was so much harder because you had to work harder because of your age. And I'll have even dreams to this day. And my biggest fear was always I didn't do anything in the off season, and all of a sudden training camp's here and you get destroyed because strength was such a big part of it. I don't know. To me, it's just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like his heart is all the way into it.
Well, here's the thing, Chu, and you can speak to this better than anybody else here on the panel. Having played in the NFL for as long as you did, think about your mindset after every season. What your body went through, the cold tubs, the cortisone shots, and all of the things you have to do to get yourself in a physical position to go back out there on the field and play what is now a 17-game schedule. Like, there's a part of me that respects him for, at this stage of his career, knowing he doesn't need the money, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't change his legacy. If he doesn't go play for the Steelers, are we going, well, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer. I got to think about this one. No. Right? Like, so to me, there is something respectful of recognizing that it is going to be a grind, it is going to be grueling, it is going to be exhaustive, and yet he still wants to go through it. And look, you could argue codependency. You could argue that since this is his identity, since this is what he has always done, maybe he doesn't know who he is without the game. Sure. But I'm guaranteeing he has thought about all of that when making the decision whether or not to come back and play for this season with the Steelers.
And that's the funny thing, Jen, because he was somebody early in his career who said he was going to be done in his late 30s. Like, he wasn't going to hang on at the end. That just wasn't, you know, he had interests outside of football, and we've seen a lot of those interests outside of football as he's certainly gotten older. But I think football is such a part of who he is, what his identity is, and he's having a hard time letting go, certainly a harder time than he thought he was going to in his late 20s and early 30s.
Yeah, because they all think the game's going to end when they're done, so he's like, I got to give the NFL one more year and then it can just go away, you know? And it happened with Favre. That's why he did it every year.
Oh, like, you know? like he's the lifeline? He's the bloodline for the league?
And then 3 years later, like, wait a minute. Are they still playing football without me? What the hell's going on here? It's supposed to end. That's their mindset.
I think the fatal flaw to the final versions of Aaron Rodgers and this little stint we're on here, this is more about proving people wrong, the naysayers, the Brian Gutekunst, and the people that he's viewed as wronged him or doubted him, more so than it is about, like, winning football and the culture of winning and bringing up and elevating a team. I think it's more about vanity, and I can prove you wrong, not...
Well, but that's,
but you don't have to buy into that metric, Joshy. We, the audience, the fans, the loyal listeners, don't have to buy into that metric. He can think that he goes out there and has success with the Steelers and that it somehow proves Brian Gutekunst wrong. But you and me and Gabe and... Well, maybe Chu, if we lead him there, can recognize that those two things are not mutually inclusive. Right. Brian Gutekunst could have been right moving on from Aaron Rodgers,
but,
and his success can be its own independent thing.
But all the great ones did
it. Saying,
all the great ones did it. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Keep going here. There's more. That just
did
kept Brett Favre. Another one. That, you know what? And I just came to my brain. This is what makes Andrew Luck's situation so weird, where he walked away and he was considered one of the great players on that trajectory to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, just hung it up. Like, I remember when Barry Sanders is like, no one knows where Barry's at in year 9.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, the best of the best, and just quit.
I mean, that's happened twice to the Lions, you know, but yeah,
Calvin
they're a great
Johnson.
Franchise.
But,
but what you're saying happened to Calvin with too. But so, Joshy, because that's always been what you were just describing has always been a part of his personality. Like, we already knew about the, you know, the letter from the grade school teacher who told him he'd never be a player, the letter he got from Purdue, best of luck in, you know, your pursuit of a college football
attempt,
career.
Yeah, right. Your
that
attempt
he took. Yeah, your attempt at a college football career, him sliding in the draft.
Or having to go to Butte College because he got no Division I offers. Like, this has always been a part of who he is. So whether it's...
So that's just overtaken him, Josh? Like, before it was certainly something that motivated him. It was a chip on his shoulder. But now that has become too much? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, I think it has absolutely changed the way he approaches the game, the way he plays the game, the way he views himself, the way he views his teammates. It is a personal thing more so than a team thing. I want the team to succeed. I mean, if you watched some of those late Jets games, there was plenty of times where they should just run the ball, and guess who's throwing the ball? Even though they're down 3 scores, guess who's throwing it when they get close to the goal line? He's trying to pad his stats. It's trying to be a personal thing. It's not a, I want my team to succeed. It's, I want to prove the haters wrong. It's not team success. It's personal success.
They're all kind of like that, though.
I think, absolutely, to be great, you have to be that. But I think, I mean, the guy can't do an interview without bringing up his haters if they're real or not. It is an all-consuming thing to him at this point. It's every interview he gets, he's railing against somebody. They don't know me. They're lying about me. This is inaccurate. It's not the same thing it used to be. It was a motivator, and now it's like a bitterness.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Who do you think will have a better record at the end of the year? Packers or Steelers?
Packers.
I'm telling you, man, that Steelers, I haven't looked at the schedule in its entirety. I'll pull it up in the break here. But I just think about some of those teams they will have to play in their own division. I mean, right now, I still think the Ravens have the nod, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but let's not forget, I'm telling you, they were like seventh in the power ranking for a long time. They were a top 10 team with Russell Wilson.
They stumbled down the stretch, right?
Yeah.
Like, but they were, they. I mean, again, they won 10 games last year. They're in the same spot as the Packers. They were a 7 seed. And their schedule is markedly easier than the Packers.
Depending on where you look and who's doing it, because different people rank difficulty of schedule, they're top 10, like, universally. Where inside of that top 10 in terms of difficulty it is can change, but they are believed to have one of the more difficult schedules in all the NFL, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
800-990-3776. Still plenty of time for you to get your thoughts in on this. Do you want Rodgers to succeed with the Steelers, or do you want him to fail miserably? Type of thing. Let us know. 800-990-3776. We got to get to re-chew. Is that next or at 8:30? And why can I never remember this, Joshy?
Maybe we should have a
why you re-lad. Can't remember, why you can't remember it, I don't have an answer. You're acting out of character today in many ways, but at least this you've maintained. You've supported Aaron Rodgers, but we are now going on year three of you having
hold on. Can I have a...
When
you know what?
Is it?
Hey,
she's
still there.
8:30.
Let's figure it out. Let's find
hold
out
on.
Together.
No. Here's what we're going to do. Here's what we are going to do. Since Jen's not here, this altar thing is... She's going to do Rechu, and we're going to see how she does. There you go.
See if Jen can remember the things that you said.
Yes. You know what? We can both play.
We can both play. Yes.
Both play,
yes,
Rechu. And when is Rechu again, Joshy?
We'll find out.
All right.
For your next night out, revel in the fusion and artistry and flavor with sushi at St. Kate. It offers guests an elevated experience where freshness, creativity converge in every bite. St. Kate the Arts Hotel introduces the addition of an exciting new sushi menu to its culinary repertoire. You can indulge in the finest seafood, freshest ingredients, expert craftsmanship for an inspired and delectable dining journey. Experience the art of sushi at St. Kate. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
You called them a white
find
stiff
someone else.
Earlier.
From one white stiff to another. I'm pretty well versed in the realm of stiffs.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Let me tell you about our good friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We have loved Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin for years here at ESPN Wisconsin, and it's easy to see why. Because if it's time to upgrade your windows or doors and you don't want to spend a fortune, Pella, who is the best in the industry, by the way, putting in a new front door at my house this summer, already have everything planned out, ready to go. But Pella, they've got a product line for every budget. Plus, right now, no interest, no payments for up to 2 years. So if your plan was to wait, well, just do it now. And then you can wait and then start making payments up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions apply, and 6/30/2025. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com. When you go to Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin, tell them that Gabe Neitzel sent you.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Rechu.
All right, I guess we're doing this, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, so...
Chewy v. Jen earlier. Now it's... No, I'm sorry. It was Joshy v. Jen earlier on the Rodgers thing. Now it's Chewy v. Jen on the Week in Rechu.
So we're going to try and do something a little fun here. I'm going to play the... we're going to play the audio, ask the question. I'm then going to make it so Chewy can't hear anything. You're going to answer, and then after that, Chewy's going to come back and answer following. Got it? Everyone clear?
He means you, yes. Chew.
Oh, I'm going first?
No.
No.
So no, not everybody is
Jen,
not clear.
Here's what you need to do, one of these right here. Just oh, like they call plays.
You think you can read my lips?
Yes.
I'm going to draw the middle finger on the picture when I hold it up, too. Can we do that on the radio?
All right. We ready to go? Five questions.
Yep.
Three right, you win. Three right, you lose, although now it's head-to-head. Joshy, question number one.
Okay. And I don't want to disparage, but, I mean, this is, it's just a douchebag comment.
All right, who did Chewie not want to disparage, but then, as you heard, ultimately ended up calling a douchebag?
Dan Orlovsky.
Chewie?
Hold on. What did she say? I remember it. It was, oh, gosh. Okay.
It was.
And I don't want to disparage. It's just a
douchebag comment. That's ESPN guy.
Okay. I need more details. Half There's a lot credit. Of people that work at ESPN.
He's got a beard. Hold on. What the hell's his name? This is bad.
He had a beard.
Dan Orlovsky.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hey.
Yeah. Did Jen get it?
She did. She got it much quicker than you.
Instantly.
But ultimately, it counts as one correct for
everybody.
When
he said the beard line, I was like, oh, he doesn't know.
All right, 1-1.
Question number two, Joshy.
When did he become Penne instead of Penny?
How do you spell Penne Sewell's first name?
Go ahead, Jen.
I think it's P-E-N-E-I.
Chewie? How do you spell Penne Sewell's first name?
Start listening more.
That's what this is going to lead
That's
to.
The whole segment.
P-E-N-N-E.
Like the pasta.
Like the pasta.
How do you? Did Jen get it right?
The best right tackle in football is named after pasta.
How do you spell it?
P-E-N-E-I.
That's close. Just an I off. And one less N.
You're close. But unfortunately, you now trail 2-1.
Okay.
Question number three, Joshua.
See, that's not anti-gush.
No,
is
that's
it anti-gush?
Very,
that's anti-gush. Anti-gush.
Sorry,
yes.
okay.
Case of the ultimate anti-gush from a former Packers head coach?
Go ahead, Jen.
Oh, I don't know this. Can you play the soundbite again? I'm confused about the double negatives, anti-gush.
See, that's not anti-gush.
No, is it anti-gush?
That is anti-gush.
Sorry.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Chewie, do you know the answer?
0%.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy called Lacey fat.
Oh, my God.
We are tied. We are tied.
I thought there was no way you were going to nail that. I couldn't remember for the life of me. Holy moly.
All right. 2-2.
All right. 2-2. We head to question number four, Josh.
I'm back on Monday. Don't make me Schefter you with a dog, okay?
What was your threat to Joshy? What was Chewie's threat to Joshy? What did that actually mean, Jen?
Yeah, that he was going to poop on him.
Okay, all right, yep, okay. Nailed it.
Chewie?
That I'd shart all over you.
Still not normal.
3-3?
3-3.
Okay.
All right. This could determine the winner or loser, or we might just go home. This could be soccer. We could end in a tie. Question number five, Josh.
Because he sucks at football.
Yeah! Yeah! Get him, Chew!
I mean, isn't that fair?
Who did you accuse of sucking at talking about football? Jen?
I'm trying to think of who talked about football this week other than D.O. That's my only guess.
Chewie, who did you accuse of sucking about talking about football?
I have no idea.
So disappointing.
Did I lose?
You did not. Jen did not get it either.
I don't know who it is either.
So you guys end up tied. It was Evan Cohen.
Now I remember.
My brain was in the football space. Mm-hmm. Who had like weighed in on the Packers in some way? This was Evan Cohen saying that Gabe should not be an expert. Yes.
Now, I'm calling this a win.
What?
Because the line was like plus two Jen, and I tied it up. That's a win.
When was the line plus two Jen?
What do you mean you win? I had a hand just like that before. I didn't win.
This is like the Ryder Cup, Chew. When you tie, then that means you retain.
I retain.
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, this is as simple as tie goes to the runner, and between the two of us, I'm the runner. So I'm going to take that as a win. So take that. All right? Since we're just making up rules as we go here.
Yeah, only Chewy gets to make up rules, Jen. Come on.
Yeah, I feel
right,
good.
Again, I heard the big daddy myself. Drop. I understand.
Come on. What are we doing?
Rules should be the same no matter what age. Remember, Rob Schneider said.
Tie goes to the runner.
I just said that.
Oh, I don't listen. I'm sorry. That's part of the problem with
that, this. I should win. Finding the right home is always a journey. Sometimes it's quick, sometimes you have to be patient, but it should always be exciting. The We Sell group at Keller Williams understands that. They're not just about closing deals. They want to make sure that they have built a relationship and help you find the right fit. Whether you're ready to move right now, you're just starting to look, or maybe you're thinking about selling, the We Sell group is on the journey with you every step of the way. You can start your journey now, today, at wesell.kw.com. That's wesell.kw.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Tuna. It's tuna.
I love tuna. I had some last night.
How do you eat your tuna?
Can we for once grow up on this show?
On 94.5 ESPN.
Summerfest! It's right around the corner. They're welcoming Def Leppard to Milwaukee in just 13 days. The legendary rockers take American Family Insurance Amphitheater on Thursday, June 19th. Def Leppard will be joined by Tesla. Enjoy a great night hearing all the classics. Tickets are available. Get them today, summerfest.com and Ticketmaster outlets. Or how about you just win them right now? We have two tickets for caller number 5, two tickets for Def Leppard if you're caller 5, 800-990-3776. Who wants to see Def Leppard? Here is your chance. Caller 5, 800-990-3776.
Who will have a better record at the end of the season? Pittsburgh Steelers, led by Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers? Or your Green Bay Packers, led by Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love? Chewy, you got the Steelers schedule there in front of you?
I do.
I think we should just go through and have you tell us wins and losses for the Steelers and see what record you come up with.
Okay. Week one against the Jets. At the Jets, that's going to be a watch.
But is
just
it going
to see how the Jets fans react.
So a Steelers win then?
Yeah, Steelers win. Next game, home versus Seattle. That's a win. Next at Patriots, that's a win. Next game, home Vikings, that's a loss. Home Browns is the next game, that's a win. At Bengals, I'll say that's a loss. Home Packers, I'll say that's a win. Home Colts, that's a win. At Chargers, that's a loss. Home Bengals, that's a win. At the Bears, that's a win. Home Buffalo, that's a loss. At Ravens, that's a loss. Home Dolphins, that's a win. At Lions, that's a loss. At the Browns, that's a win. And home Ravens, that's a win.
So you have them splitting with the Ravens and splitting with the Bengals.
Yes.
And then everything, Buffalo is going to get them. Miami in Pittsburgh in, what is that? Is that game in December, I assume? fourth last game on the schedule.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
15th of December.
Yep, that's a loss for the Dolphins. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. You got them going 11-6.
Exactly like the Packers. I think I had the
Packers
going 11-6.
But push, because you have them beating the Packers head-to-head.
Yeah, I think the home team wins that one. I wish that game was in Lambeau just to judge the booze against Favre.
Oh.
When he said booze, I thought he meant beverages.
I can't imagine the booze would have been as strong for Aaron as they were for Brett.
I would agree. But I still think you would definitely hear it.
Oh, yeah, yes, without a doubt, Chew. But, like, Brett maneuvering the way he did to Minnesota, like, he had the ire of a lot of Packers fans. Like, Aaron Rodgers, yeah. I feel a lot of people are just indifferent on him at this point. Like, he hasn't done anything. He's actually even spoken glowingly about the Packers when he's done a lot of these different interviews he's done. I mean, people are still going to boo him, but he did not go out of his way to try to stick it to Green Bay the way that Brett did.
Do you remember Holmgren coming back to Lambeau for the first time? I believe it was the next year. He didn't really get – I mean, he got booed a little bit, but certainly it wasn't deafening. Actually, it wasn't that bad at all.
Yeah, I guess you tell me, because I don't remember that the way I feel like I should.
Yeah. No, it wasn't bad at all. I think Rodgers would be worse than Holmgren.
So by
He'd
all
be
accounts,
somewhere in the middle.
By all accounts, Chew, with an 11-6 record, you think that the Steelers will be pretty good.
Yeah, and they were pretty good last year with Russell Wilson. I mean, no one thought they were going to make the playoffs.
So
certainly,
I mean,
be in the power rankings, top 10.
And I know we have said this, but this seems like a pretty good spot for Rodgers. It also seems like, even if you think at 41 years old, he is unlikely to be able to recapture the success, the production he has had in previous years, it kind of seems like he'll be able to do enough. Be able to get the job done, at least for the most part. Or are you gonna grade the Steelers' success this season on their playoff run? You know, and again, you mentioned you mentioned them losing to Buffalo. You mentioned them losing to Cincy. You mentioned them losing to Baltimore. Those are all teams that are going to be in the Steelers' way on a playoff run, most likely. Again, if the Bengals have gotten their defensive situation figured out.
I think a good season for Pittsburgh would be to win one playoff game. I would see that as a positive season. I don't see him competing when push comes to shove against Baltimore, Kansas City, Buffalo. I don't see it.
Yeah, I think the last time they won a playoff game was 2016. They've got to, despite, you know, this long streak of, you know, making it to the postseason.
And winning records, right? Or I'm sorry,
yeah,
the distinction is not having a losing record, because they've tied a...
Correct. Yeah, because there are a couple of 500 seasons in there where they went 8-8, yes. But they've never been below 500. And they've had this long run of success, but they haven't won a playoff game in almost a decade. So that would be a step in the right direction for this team if they win a playoff game, yes.
For whatever it's worth, guys, I did pull Matt Bowen's tweet this morning. Matt Bowen, of course, who analyzes film for ESPN. On Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers, he says, the arm strength, accelerated vision are still high level. Rodgers identifies coverages, rotations with ease, and delivers the ball on time, using his quick release to target smaller windows. Declining pocket poise and movement skills limit his ability to extend and create at a consistent rate. Accuracy is beginning to slide due to lower body attrition. As a pocket thrower, he fits in a Pittsburgh offense featuring quick game play action elements. I haven't studied the Steelers offense. I'm curious. I'm happy to go look. Do they use a lot of motion, Gabe?
It's Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
They're pretty stagnant.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty just kind of wrong. I mean, Arthur Smith, start counting the days, buddy. I'd start packing up the house if I were you, get things in order.
Here we go
and
again.
It's not going to be tough for you because your father's a billionaire and you're going to be fine regardless, but he is going to hate you.
But the shocking thing is that, you know, just popped on the text chain, is DraftKings has the odds before Rodgers to win the Super Bowl was plus 4,000. And the odds after they signed Aaron Rodgers is still 4,000.
But I saw that making its rounds yesterday, Chew. Most books, I'm assuming, already accounted for Aaron Rodgers. Like, if the NFL is operating under the assumption that Aaron Rodgers was going to be a Steeler, which is why Packers Steelers is on Sunday night in late October, I'm assuming the sports books were also operating under that assumption.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably changed those odds.
So they wouldn't have changed yesterday when it became official. Yeah. Instead, it would have changed when it was like, this is a foregone conclusion. We're just waiting for it to.
You know what's going to tell us a lot on what the Steelers believe will be between now and training camp, or even after training camp or during training camp, is if they make a move. Because offensively, they're not good enough, right? They're not good enough.
If your second receiver
is Robert Woods, if they make moves, there's talk of them trading for Jonnu Smith out of Miami, who's a pretty good tight end. If they make a move, they're telling us, the organization, we got a shot at winning it all.
I think they will.
If they don't do anything, then they're like, win one playoff game.
You can't mortgage your future with Aaron Rodgers and not give him more weapons. DK Metcalf is wonderful, but like, aren't teams going to just try to double DK?
Sure, but I don't think you're mortgaging your future because you didn't have to give anything up for Aaron Rodgers.
Okay,
and he was better than what you currently had.
Let me rephrase: if you're Mike Tomlin and you've got this record of no losing seasons, you're not okay with not having a weapon for Aaron Rodgers to throw to that might risk that, right? Again, I'm not saying let's make it the end all be all, but like, these guys want to win. I just don't know if, as Chewy is saying, I don't know if with the current roster that they have, the current pass catchers that they have, weapons that they have, they feel that confident. I would be shocked, I guess is what I'm saying, if they don't make a move for another offensive weapon this offseason.
Yeah, so I think they kind of like Calvin Austin, who's probably their actual number two receiver, had almost 600 yards for them last year. But yeah, but again, it's hard. That's hard to find another guy. And I don't buy. Maybe they become interested in Romeo Doubs. I don't know where the narrative of, oh yeah, Romeo and Aaron, they got along in Green Bay. Didn't Romeo give an interview where he kind of like said disparaging things about Aaron Rodgers?
Well, he said something about like when he talked to me.
Yeah, we had a good relationship despite him hardly ever talking to me, I believe was pretty close to the quote. I went over to our friends at Potawatomi Sportsbook. The Pittsburgh Steelers are plus 5,000 to win the Super Bowl. The teams around them are the Dallas Cowboys. They're the same odds. Teams with better odds: Denver Broncos, Chicago Bears, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Minnesota Vikings, Los Angeles Chargers, Houston Texans, LA Rams, and then all the way up to the Packers at plus 2,000.
Wow, they don't really think much of Rodgers then.
Do you have numbers, Joshy? And I know you have to pull them up for the AFC Championship. For them to be in the AFC Championship?
AFC Championship, they are plus 2,200 behind the Broncos, Texans, Chargers, Bengals, Chiefs, Bills, and Ravens. They are just ahead of the Miami Dolphins at plus 3,000. And then next is the New England Patriots at 35.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
I'm telling you, they're telling you there's not really one.
I believe that is... All right. He's so mad at me still. He's not even going to play along with my jokes.
No, you turned your back. Not only did you open up your arms to Aaron Rodgers.
No, you had to turn your
back on Josh.
Let's not.
You basically gave me the finger right to my face.
Exaggerating.
No, you turned. No. She said she had two words for you, Joshy. Gave you the crotch chop and turned around to hug Aaron Rodgers. That's what happened.
Feels about right.
We got to take a break. Can't trust any of y'all's judgment. Take a break. Roll on right for this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
For your next big event, Noble Catering has to be your first call. Southeastern Wisconsin's premier calf craft caterer, preferred by over 30 venues in the area. And coming in the spring of 2026, Noble's new headquarters, Brixton's Turn, a 400-person event located in the heart of Bayview's Harbor District. Have beverage needs for that upcoming party? Neat Beverage Catering offers mobile bartending to elevate the event. And last but certainly not least, check out the stunning Riverfront Bar inside the Associated Bank River Center Vault, a perfect summer spot before a night out on the town or a ball game, featuring happy hour specials, a menu with tremendous flatbreads, and a raw bar, and of course, an incredible view of the Milwaukee River.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Look, you take
Jesus and the presents out, and it's not even in the top 10.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you take sex out of the anniversary, then that's not that fun either.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report. They found that while 75% of people, three-fourths, know it is wise to seek support, only 27% of people, just over a quarter of them, are actually in therapy. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It impacts their families, their workplaces, and entire communities. And look, we understand why people hesitate to get help, because there is still a stigma attached to it. So the folks over at BetterHelp are trying to get away from that. They are trying to make therapy convenient. They are trying to give you the option of a click of a button, finding a therapist who works for you, switching therapists at any time if you feel like, you know what, this person just isn't working for me, but I recognize the importance, the value, the significance of getting help. They've got more than 35,000 therapists. They serve 5 million people globally. Why not you next? Visit BetterHelp.com/timeout and you can get 10% off your first month of therapy. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout. We are all better with help. Let's check out some of the polls we put on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account this morning. Our Infinity Exterior Twitter account, Twitter polls rather. I don't even remember where we started. Are you rooting for the Indiana Pacers to win the NBA Finals? 62% of people say no. I kind of am. I know ordinarily this would be shocking. Gabe, why are you shaking your head at me?
What do you mean, why am I shaking my head? Because it's just the opposite day for Jen today. Just doing all the things
Betrayal.
That she should be doing. Yeah.
The highest order.
Rooting for the Pacers. Wanting Aaron Rodgers to succeed. I don't know. Did you just not get a lot of sleep last night?
Like, such good
what's
sleep
going
last
on?
Night.
Feel a fever?
Feel very good. I am doing this hormone thing, though. So maybe, you know, Chewy, you got the pellets happening here. Maybe the pellets are making me look at things a little differently. What team do you think will have a better record in 2025? Green Bay Packers or Pittsburgh Steelers? This one, runaway Green Bay Packers, 84% of people. Although Chewy went through the schedule and came up with the same 11-6 record that he guessed for Green Bay earlier this year. How confident are you, Chew, that it will be 11-6, 11-6? Pretty confident?
Yeah, feels right. Feels pretty good.
And finally, are you rooting for Aaron Rodgers to succeed or fail in Pittsburgh this season? Not shockingly, this one, little closer. 59% of people say succeed, 41% of people say fail, although Todd weighs in and says, where is the don't care option? Okay, Jay Cutler. Gabe, do you understand the don't care sentiment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because I think a lot of people have just kind of moved on at this point. I guess I'm more there. Like, yeah, he can have success to a point. Again, I don't want him going to any Super Bowls or anything, but, you know, have fun there in Pittsburgh. Do your thing.
Another week of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in the books. Wildy and Tausch is coming up next on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great weekend, everybody.